Merriam-Webster Dictionary adds to definition of female: having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. By Hannah Blow on September 4, 2020. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary appeared to update its definition of female to include having a gender identity that is opposite of male, effectively erasing the concept of biological sex. The dictionary appeared to add to its primary definition of female, which is defined as, of, relating to, or being the sex that typically has the capacity to bear young or produce eggs. However, while the primary definition overtly acknowledges the biological reality of the female sex, which makes it distinct from the male sex, the U.S. dictionary effectively negated its own definition by adding additional explanations to seemingly submit to the radical transgender movement. Merriam-Webster's sub-definitions, which seemingly erase the reality of biological sex, include: having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. Made up of usually adult members of the female sex. Designed for or typically used by girls or women. Having a quality, such as small size or delicacy of sound, sometimes associated with the female sex. This would not be the first time Merriam-Webster has moved to satisfy the mounting demands of transgender activists. As Breitbart News reported in July, Merriam-Webster updated its definition of trans woman to woman who was identified as male at birth, once again taking another step in erasing the biological reality of women. As reported at the time. Notably, the new definition conflicts with the dictionary's official description of woman, which is defined as an adult female person. Merriam-Webster defines female as of, relating to, or being the sex that typically has the capacity to bear young or produce eggs, a function a trans woman is, biologically, incapable of. Similarly, trans man is currently defined by Merriam-Webster as a man who is identified as female at birth, and the same logical sequence prevails. A man is defined as an adult male human, and male is defined as an individual of the sex that is typically capable of producing small, usually motile gametes, such as sperm or spermatozoa, which fertilize the eggs of a female, another function biological females, or those who would identify as a trans man, are not able to do biologically. Some feminists have remained at odds with transgender activists, who they contend are gradually erasing women to bend to the woke mob. Natasha Chart, a feminist writer at feministcurrent.org who has openly spoken out against radical transgender ideology and the effects it has on women, told Breitbart News that she is disappointed to witness the fall of important cultural institutions, like dictionary publishers, to woke social media mobs and belligerent, junior employees. These very online outrage brigades don't represent either the public at large, or the considered opinions of professionals free to speak their minds, she said, urging employers to strengthen their backbones against irrational mob pressures, and start enforcing workplace rules against harassing colleagues over their political views. Then we'll stop seeing embarrassing nonsense like this, she said. Everyone knows what women are, and that we aren't defined by a state of mind that a man can have. I don't have a gender identity. I bore a child by means of my female body. Not a state of mind, and it disrespects every mother and child to suggest otherwise, she added. Author J.K. Rowling has also been at the forefront of this debate, coming under heavy scrutiny from transgender activists over the summer after stating that erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. She has continued to stand her ground, despite radical activists calling for her effective cancellation. Last month, she returned a 2019 award from the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Foundation after Kerry Kennedy, president of the organization, accused her of posting deeply troubling transphobic tweets and statements.